listening to Alien X Radio, and this is your afternoon interview.
I devote 3 years of my life to you, and the only time you've even muttered the words I love you is during sex, and even then I'm not entirely sure you're talking to me.
All right, on the line right now we have actress Megan Beth Allen, and she is the star of Z and Holiday Season, which a clip of you just heard right there. Megan, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you very much for taking the time to call me.
Oh, wonderful. I'm honored to be on your show.
Oh, honored. That's the first person to be honored.
And not the last, I'm sure.
I hope. So, last week I reviewed the movie Z, which, of course, you were in. Yeah, so tell me a little bit about Z.
And thank you for the very kind review, by the way.
We
played
welcome.
That for a bunch of our staff and actors, and we all did little jigs because we're so happy that you loved it.
It was a good movie.
Thank you. We really put our heart and soul into it. It was a great little film. It was a lot of fun to shoot. Very big cast. You know, very different from things I'd done in the past. I'd never done a film with that large a cast before. I mean, you got 52 zombies on set. It can get a little hectic.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But that was actually only my second feature film with Tempest. I'd done a romantic comedy before that called Here We Are Again. Very small, very intimate kind of film. And to go from that into Z was kind of a culture shock.
Yeah, suddenly you're sitting around a lot longer, huh? Waiting.
Just a little bit. You'd be surprised. Tempest, they film it at warp speed. I mean, it's ridiculous how quickly they get things done because they're just so organized and so on the ball that you don't really have a whole lot of time to think before you're thrown into this wonderfully constructed post-apocalyptic world. You know, so. But it was a blast. It was a lot of fun to film. It was definitely a first for me. I'm a comedic actress, so going into a zombie film was so unbelievably cool.
Yeah,
like everybody wants to be in a zombie film at some point. So
absolutely, because there's just so much fun about it. What's not fun about tearing up your clothes and throwing blood all over you and having you stagger around moaning? It's awesome.
Exactly. Who doesn't want to come home from work at the end of the day covered in fake blood? I mean, really. We should all be so lucky, right?
Right. I filmed my first one. It wrapped in 2007, and the other day I took out the camera, and I still, to this day, I find, every once in a while, I find a little itty-bitty little micro dot of blood on my equipment someplace. To this day.
Exactly. There are some clothes I just can't wash clean of all of the fake blood, you know. This, and I've done six films with Tempest, and three of them were comedies, and three were the, you know, the darker genres. We did obviously, the zombie film, and then ones that haven't been released yet, which just follows a good old-fashioned, you know, Halloween witch kind of story, and then one which is a psychological thriller called Darkland, and I still can't get the blood out of my clothes from that thing. I will never be able to wear that skirt again because that's just, but, you know, the perils of being an actress in that genre. You kind of have to sit still for a couple hours and just let them do their magic. We have a magnificent makeup artist, Nikki. She does all of our special effects makeup, and she's amazing. She did all of the zombie makeup in Z and everything else for one film. She filleted my face off, and it looked so real. I was scaring strangers on the street. So it's very, very cool.
All right, so I'm imagining then that in addition to the character you played, you were also a zombie probably in the background someplace in one of the scenes, or?
No, I never got the opportunity. We were too busy, but I put out the call to all of my friends on, you know, all the social media networks and everything. If anybody wants to come be zombies, because we needed a bunch of them, and we got quite a few, more than we had anticipated, but Nikki's a pro, man. She put all of them through their paces, and we ended up with dozens and dozens of zombies on set every day. It was very cool.
Yeah, but that was really neat, watching them go through the processing, you know, show up over here, and everybody fill out your paperwork, looking like normal people. Then move over here.
It's a 9-to-5, yeah.
Then we'll move over here, and we work out where we're going to be walking and standing. Then you still look like people, just walking stupid. Now we'll go over here, put your makeup on. Now you're horrific and bleeding. Okay, action.
Pretend the flesh isn't melting off of your face, okay?
Right.
I mean, we had one day where we had, you know, just dozens of zombies. It was our biggest zombie scene. And we're out at this, it's like a condemned building that we had permission to film in for the day. And there's an open field right next to it. So, you know, we come out from doing one of the more intimate, you know, character scenes. And you look across the field and there is one of our crew members giving 52 people in horrible makeup zombie lessons. This is how you shamble. It looks like a Michael Jackson video in training, you know, just dragging feet across the field. It's like, this is bizarre. This is my job. I'm cool with this somehow.
That's a cool job.
It is. It's awesome. I think that's every actor's dream, is to be able to do this and pay the bills doing it. So it's definitely awesome.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you said you were obviously, you said you were a comedic actress. So you might not be able to hear this, obviously, on here, but I'm going to go ahead and play the trailer for the movie that I guess it was delayed. The release was delayed.
Oh, yes, terribly so.
Yeah, that's a bummer, too, when it's a holiday. It's called holiday season. Obviously, it's about Christmas. So it
who
missing.
Who doesn't love a Christmas movie in February? I mean, come on.
Megan, tell us a little bit about how fun that was.
Oh, it was so much fun. I mean, my whole training is in, you know, comedy. I'm a comedic character actress. So the chance to be in this film was once in a lifetime kind of thing. And I mean, that's the brilliance of working with Tempest, is that, you know, and I'm not just saying this to suck up to my boss, who I know is listening, but Michael writes brilliantly for women. You know, and holiday season is a comedy about four women going through the holiday season and the troubles they're having in their love lives. And it's very, very funny and intelligently written. And you don't find that a lot in independent film. You know, women are often portrayed as shallow or you know, stereotypes. And you can tell he raised two, you know, smart, independent, beautiful women because he knows how women talk and how women think. And you read one of his scripts, and it's just so funny, and you just can't wait to get on screen and play with this material. So it was definitely an amazing, amazing shoot.
Obviously, I haven't seen this particular movie, but like you said, the way he writes, where he's not portraying, you know, women like they're going to be at a Girls Gone Wild party all the time.
Right. They're not just there for the cleavage shot, you know.
Right. Nothing wrong with the cleavage shot, but I understand. I understand. That's not necessary, you know what I'm saying? It's not that genre. Like when I was watching Z, you guys, your group had arrived at a hotel, or a motel, rather. And and the other girls looked over and they saw a pool and you were like, there's a pool over there. Have fun with that. And you just walked away. Well, even though the other girls were swimming in it later, they were swimming in it like, I don't know, respectable adults swimming in, having a good time,
like,
partying.
Like you really would. You know, they're not in itty bitty teeny being bikinis. It's, you know, they're real people in real situations. And that's how he portrays it. I mean, there's a certain amount of leeway you have for women in film, but that's part of the brilliance of what Michael writes and what Tempest produces, is just real people in real situations. And if we can add some humor to that or show some of the dark aspects of life, so be it, but we're not going to go just for the boob shot. You know, I mean, that's really not who we are.
Exactly. And there are a lot of companies out there that I'm guilty of it. I'll tell you right now, I'm guilty of it. In both my first movies, I intentionally put a shot in this one. And in the second one, it was even a shorter shot and it wasn't even an actual person. It was a picture of a playing card that had a nude woman on it.
Oh, no. Well, you know, and to be honest and to be real, it's part of that is expected in film because, you know, sexuality is a real part of life, so it's, you know, that's okay. It's all right. But what I oppose is, you know, women who are portrayed, as, especially in the local independent market, as being completely shallow and just there to hang on the arm of the male protagonist. And Michael doesn't write that way because that's not real life. You know, and so you get a script like Holiday Season where you've got four really intricate, complex, real women dealing with, you know, the love and loss in life around the holiday season. And that script is so incredibly funny, and it's a little bit wacky and a little bit sad, and it's just, it's a beautiful package. I mean, I watched it, I laughed, I cried, I made Julian try. It was fantastic. So, I'm not biased or anything, because obviously I'm in it, but I just can't wait for the world to see it, because as a comedic actress, that film's my baby. You know, I can't wait for that to be out. And like I said, I've done two other comedies with Tempest and, you know, six total films. I'm about to next month sign my contract on the 7th. And I'll keep coming back to audition as long as they'll let me in the front door, because I believe so much in the power of their scripts. Michael knows that if he calls me up and says, I have an incredibly embarrassing, mortifying thing that I want you to do on film for the world to see, but it's going to be funny, I'm down. You know, I will do that because it's Michael and I trust him, you know, and I trust Tempest and that they're going to do it in pursuit of a joke or in pursuit of a storyline. And I mean, anyone who's seen the Here We Are Again trailer on YouTube, check it out, Tempest and channel on YouTube.com. Shameless plug.
No shame there. No shame.
Mortifyingly embarrassing, but it's funny, you know, so I'm cool with that. I'll do anything they ask of me. As a good actor should, you know, hey, we, you know, we'd like to pick and choose our roles, but you get lucky with a company like Tempest that'll keep having you back and they keep throwing you quality material. Yeah, I'm down for that all day long.
Once you find somebody that works well with you, you need to hang on to them and keep bringing them back. And a lot of movie companies out there, once they do their movie, you know, they're like, okay, I'm done with them. All right, let's start a new movie and start from scratch. Every single actor I've worked with, I've got all their contact information right there, the ones that I want to work with again anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and you
I
go
mean,
through them
you know,
first.
As long as they're producing quality work, you know. I mean, and that's the thing. I've done six movies with Tempest, but they haven't all been leads. You know, I've done everything from where I'm a lead in Holiday Season, granted. I was a supporting character in Z, which you've seen. But I've done, you know, movies with them where I have five or six lines maybe. But the characters, even the big characters, the day players are so interesting that you're grateful for it. And that, as an actor, you can't turn down work, you know? I mean, if they're willing to pay you to be on screen, man, that's the American dream. Go for it.
Whoa, so you got paid?
Well, yes, in a matter of speaking. As soon as the film makes money, I make money. But,
right.
You know, in the abstract, yes. I got Mountain Dew and Doritos. Does that count?
That does count. That does count. Pizza counts. Yeah. Soda pop. That all counts. Of some
we
kind.
We all still have our day jobs, but there is the dream, yes.
Right. We all have the dream of not having to go back to the day job and just doing this because it's fun. But,
can't wait. Yeah, you know, exactly. It is a lot of fun.
When you look at all the actors, the directors, and the producers out there, you've got the ones that are making money, and then you have everybody else.
Exactly. The other 99%. We are the 99%. We're the starving artist actors. Right. Damn it, somebody watch our film, please, and love us.
Exactly. Give us a call. Order a whole bunch of movies.
Exactly, please. Let's get your credit card information now on the line. All
that's
right.
You want what, 200 copies for your store? Sure, sure. They're on their way right now. Send the check.
Oh, only Blockbuster still existed. I mean, you know, really.
Well, you got Netflix out there. You know, you can get your movies on Netflix. You know,
shout out to our producer, Greg, who is an unrelenting distribution manager, and he talks with all these people, and we have all these irons in the fire, and hopefully we'll get there, you know, with a lot of these online platforms. We've got Amazon right now, which, please stop holding Holiday Season hostage, Amazon, I'm begging you. But other than that, you know, that's the dream, is, you know, Hulu and Netflix and all the other platforms that are available to, you know, the everyday on, you know, independent film.
Are there any other projects that you are currently going to be filming yourself, like you are actually in the project coming up?
Well, like you spoke with to Greg and to Michael, we're filming Autumn in Florida. That'll start filming next month. We just finalized casting on it, so we go to sign contracts at the end of February, and we'll begin with that, and that should be done by the end of May. So that's another comedy, so that should be a lot of fun to film.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, like I said, thank you very much for giving me a call.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Thank you so much. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. You have a great, great, and fantastic evening.